Hello everyone, this is James Ferrer and you friends are listening to Playlist, the podcast.
You say I don't understand and I say I know you don't. We thought a cure would come through in time, now I fear it won't.
Yes, and you heard it right. This is Taylor Swift's You're Losing Me, and we're gonna talk about it today's episode because I am obsessed with Taylor just releasing additional tracks for her albums. It's crazy because you thought that the era for Midnights is over because she'll be releasing the Taylor's version of Speak Now. But it just goes on. And so I am super happy about it because, like, there are additional songs to Midnights that I am obsessed currently. And now that she's releasing You're Losing Me, it's like, oh my god, another one that's gonna break my heart. And would just love to soak it all in and feel the feels that I deserve to feel. So you heard the first part of the song. She says, "You say I don't understand and I say I know you don't. We thought a cure would come through in time, now I fear it won't." So as you heard, it seems that this is about losing someone. Well, the track suggests it, but you know, this is the fallout, you know. I'm sure, like, for people that has been in a relationship, you know this feeling, like, the falling out. It's not clicking in time, not understanding each other anymore as much as you did in the past. Like, everything feels so easy, but now it just is hard to connect and to understand each other. And I guess it's, you know what people say, it's a lot of work. Right, and now it seems that, you know, you're just probably sweeping the problems under the rug, and now it's just too much to handle. And you know, I mean, just finding the cure and having it not make its time for you guys to resolve your issues, it says a lot, right?
This room, we loved it 'cause of the light. Now I just sit in the dark and wonder if it's time. Do I throw out everything we built or keep it? I'm getting tired even for a phoenix, always rising from the ashes, mending all the gashes.
Those are crazy good lyrics. So to finish the verse one, she's saying, "Remember looking at this room, we loved it because of the light. Now I just sit in the dark and wonder if it's time." Oh my god, that visual, it just hits so hard to me. Because there are certain, you know, instances in your life that you thought everything would be the same. Because like, your love for the light, your love for the space that you're sharing with, but you don't really understand that the only constant thing in the world is change. And even though like the physical space that you're living in doesn't change as much, internally you do grow, and you probably outgrow the space that you've been in, probably because of like a lot of things that's been happening with your relationship, maybe, you know, the goods and the bads. But it's really just constant change that's gonna push you into thinking that this space is no longer the space I used to love, right? And it's a good metaphor that we used to like the lights here in this space, and now I actually turn it off, and now I'm sitting in the dark thinking that, wait, am I gonna broke up with him? Am I gonna move on from this. It's crazy good lyrics. And now, pre-chorus, it's where she actually, you know, confirms these thoughts in my mind. So she's saying, "Do I throw out everything we built or keep it? I'm getting tired even for a phoenix always rising from the ashes, mending all her gashes. You might just have dealt with the final blow." It's so beautifully written, right? Because, yeah, it just makes all sense, you know? When you're falling out of everything, your initial thought is basically, like, am I really gonna give up everything that I have just built? It's super crazy, right? It's, again, like, what she says is, even for a phoenix that always rise from the ashes, you know, and just fix everything up, it gets tiring, and people expect a lot from her. She's, like, you know, the number one pop star now, and, yeah, I mean, if she has to work everything out every now and then, it's gonna be hard for her. So, and now it comes to the lyrics of the chorus.
Star, you're losing me. Star, you're losing me. Star, you're losing me. I can't find a pulse. My heart won't start anymore.
It's super crazy she wrote that, right? So she's been saying, "Stop, you're losing me," for 3 times. And then you can actually hear the pulse in the background, like the bass sounding like heartbeat. And then she says, "I can't find the pulse. My heart won't start anymore for you because you're losing me." So, like, you hear the heartbeat, right? But it's no longer for that person. And heartbeat is actually a metaphor or an image to describe living or being alive. And if you're saying that, you know, my heart won't start anymore for you because you're losing me, so it is that you're finding another purpose of living your life, probably not because of him anymore, which you are used to. And it's super, super crazy. It's a catchy chorus as well. Wait, I just have to highlight that part of the song. It's realistic. It's too realistic for me. So what she says is that every morning I glared at you with storms in my eyes. It happened to me when I was in a relationship that I know that is falling apart. Every time I'm waking up with that person, I am in tears and I'm sad because, you know, it feels like I'm no longer present or I'm no longer within the space that he is, that I am, that I feel like I don't belong in that space anymore. Like, I want to be somewhere else. And that's, I think, what she meant by it. Every morning I glared at you with storms in my eyes, like teary-eyed.
To love someone you can't tell is dying. I sent you signals and bit my nails down to the quick. My face was gray, but you wouldn't admit that we were sick.
Okay, that is some crazy lyrics out there. So what she's saying is that, how can you say that you love someone you can't tell is dying? Okay, so I am guilty of this. Okay, and then, sorry, the next lines would go, I sent you signals and bit my nails down to the quick. My face was gray, but you wouldn't admit that we were sick. So, I'm super guilty of this. Like, I try to give signals, not really, you know, try to be fully honest with my emotions instead of, like, saying what feelings I have. I'd rather, like, just show it some, like, you know, putting in signals that aren't really straightforward. And I don't think this is a healthy trait. But I know that, like, if your partner, you know that your partner is that emotional, or, like, he or she shows, you know, their emotions differently, you know, it's, you must be sensitive of it, right? And, but again, I guess it's more healthy if you actually communicate what you feel. But again, there are certain times that you'd rather not talk because you're just full of emotions and you can even process that you're in pain. So somehow, this makes sense. But again, this isn't healthy. So, I'm half-hearted about this, but I totally get it, 100%. And the air is thick with loss and indecision. I know my pain is such an imposition. Now you're running down the hallway. You know what they all say. You don't know what you got until it's gone. Wow, that's nice. So the pre-chorus before the last, or rather, no, before the next chorus, is what she's saying is that, and the air is thick with loss and indecision. I know my pain is such an imposition. Now you're running down the hallway, and you know what they all say. You don't know what you got till it's gone. It is so true. If you're in the verge of breaking up, you are super indecisive, and you're confused about everything, and that's crazy. And I mean, it's the time that you decide to, like, run away and forget all about it, is that you will know that there's a chunk that you left behind that is super important. So I guess Miss Taylor is, you know, feeling all those little shit. So love you, Miss Tay-Tay. How long could we be a sad song till we were too far gone to bring back to life? I gave you all my best needs, my endless empathy, and all I did was bleed as I tried to be the bravest soldier. Alright, I skipped the chorus and then head to the bridge because I know, we all know that Miss Tay-Tay does the best bridges. And so what she's saying is that, how long could we be a sad song till we were too far gone to bring back to life? I gave you all my best me's, my endless empathy, and all I did was bleed as I tried to be the bravest soldier. So apparently, like, they're stuck in being sad. I mean, when you're the persona in a sad song, it's just, you know, there's a phase in your life that, okay, this isn't the best state I can be. Even though you tried enough to be at your best self and be the bravest soldier fighting in only your army front lines, don't you ignore me. So it gets frustrating because, you know, if it's only you that's working out this relationship, it's not gonna work. Fighting in only your army, front lines, don't you ignore me. I'm the best thing at this party. And I wouldn't marry me either. I'm kind of logical people pleaser. But I wanted you to see her. And I'm fading thinking, do something, babe. Say something, say something. Lose something, babe. Risk something. That is one hell of a ride. Wow. Oh my god, I don't know where to begin, but what she says and those lines. I'm the best thing at this party. Okay, that part, it's, I think, a reflection also on the song All Too Well, because it is, again, in a party, and, you know, being ignored in your best friend's place, in your boyfriend's place, it's that again. And I think she's now claiming that, I'm the best thing at this party, so please don't ignore me, because you're losing me. So it's a reflection of that part. And the next lines says, and I wouldn't marry me either, a pathological people pleaser who only wanted you to see her, and I'm fading, thinking, do something, babe, say something, lose something, babe, risk something, choose something, babe, I got nothing to believe unless you're choosing me. So this is a common feels for people at Taylor's age, within my age range as well. You know, it's really when you're in a long relationship and thinking, why aren't we going towards like a more peaceful state, like marrying each other? It makes you question things. And even though, like, because there are moments that you think that you've done your best, that you've actually presented your best self, and if for that person to not acknowledge and really be appreciative of who you are and not wanting to marry you as a sign of, like, I want to live with you forever and be with you until the dying ends of my life. It makes you question, like, why are you still in that relationship? And, you know, if that person you're with just focuses on their friends, you know, I mean, the image of a party, not talking to you, and then you're losing me, and it's focusing on a lot of factors and not being by your side, right? It's hard, because again, what Taylor Swift saying is that she acknowledges that she probably is a pathological people pleaser, right? But if you wanna spend your lifetime with a person, you have to, like, accept, like, their highs and lows, you know. And if she's like that, you should, like, love her for who she really is, and just acknowledge. And probably, yeah, they're not meant for each other. It's just so sad, because one of my favorite songs of Taylor is Cornelia Street, and it's about Jo Alvin, her last ex, and that's where, you know, it started. And what they're saying is that there are theories that there are certain parts of this song that sounds like that, just, you know, to focus on, like, okay, Cornelia Street is the start, and then You're Losing Me is the end line. So it's super sad that, but again, you know, all the love for Miss Taylor, because she just deserves all the happiness in the world. She should be at the best state of her life, you know. But I mean, same as us, we should always be at our best state, you know. If the person you're with is not no longer worthy of all the efforts you're trying to do, just lose that person, you know, and just admit that it might not work. And, you know, from that point on, you'll move on, you'll move forward, and just focus on the things that makes you alive, makes you happy, right? And so that concludes this episode, so thank you so much. And here is the last chorus of the song.
You're losing me, star, star, star. You're losing me, star, star, star. You're losing me, I can't find a pulse, my heart won't start anymore.